You guys look really nice on the screen.
Anyway, ready anytime you're ready.
Okay. Alrighty, why not? Well, our posted agenda time is 1 minute from now.
33 more seconds.
That's too fast.
Oh, we only have 11 more seconds.
Alright. Welcome to the City of Green River special meeting for the City Council held Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. In attendance are Councilman Guy Webster, Councilman Larry Packer, myself, Mayor Hatt, Councilman Bo Harrison, and Councilman Ben Lenhoff. Kent Nelson is not here. And then we also have various city staff and people attending. It's very exciting. All right, we will begin with the order of business. Canvas votes for the primary election. That's where we're required to do by state law. So you have in front of you the official canvassing of votes with all their various numbers laid out by our county auditor and the county election board. So they've set those things up.
That's the original one. So if they could each sign one of those lines at the bottom when we're done.
You want it all on one or?
Probably. Yeah, Julie's already signed one. This one, so we'll...
That's the original one. Right.
Okay. Any concerns about the election results? Okay.
I will note the numbers on the official canvas are different by, like, I think Tanya's one more than the night of.
Oh, right, yeah.
Someone
right.
else was one more than the night of as well.
Yeah, so they resolved those two signature issues that they had within the week. So, but it doesn't change any results, but yeah, it changes the number slightly. So, okay, I think we have to make a motion as the canvassing board to approve the certified election results.
I'll make a motion to approve the canvass votes for the primary election.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and this feels like a roll call one. Guy?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Bo?
Aye.
Ben?
Aye.
It is unanimous among those present. Okay. Agenda item 2, discuss approve deny the appointment of City Manager Edward Castro Bennett as disposal agent for the sale of city surplus equipment. Within our code, section 194, this is how we sell things off currently, which I don't know if everyone remembers, but it's been a while that a guy's been calling us maybe every day to try to sell old water meters to him. And under our current provision, this is the way that we have to do it, is by opening up some sort of auction with a specific listing of what the goods are that we're going to sell. And then, you know, so we're going to do that in a later agenda item. And then also, it allows for us to appoint a disposal agent. So it probably makes the most sense for it to be the city manager, since they're the ones who are dealing with public works and the other departments on a regular basis. So that's what it's about. Okay.
Any other discussion?
If you guys have anything you want to discuss, if not, we can move forward with the motion.
I'll make a motion to approve City Manager Edward Castro Bennett as disposal agent for the sale of city surplus equipment.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. And it's an appointment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. It appears unanimous of those present. This is discuss, approve, deny the sale of surplus equipment and property by auction, which is the 19B5 procedure that we have here. I do think that we might try to change this in the upcoming couple of months so that it's a little bit less cumbersome, especially for things that are like under, you know, a certain dollar amount, where we don't necessarily have to go to a full auction for something that we're trying to sell off for $25. And we also don't have to just throw it away then in that case. But for now, this is our process. So discuss, approve, deny the sale of surplus equipment and property by auction, including water meters, 3/4 inch 1.5-inch and 2-inch, mostly brass with plastic tops. That's what Sam wants to buy, I believe, for some sort of robotics class he teaches, and that's probably what the impetus of this is. A 2001 Dodge Dakota 6-cylinder and miscellaneous metal storage tanks. I think we have a water tank and a propane tank and a couple other ones that people have expressed interest in buying. So this is just to allow us to have the auction, and then we have to do the full notice set of 10 days, and it'll be posted in different places and things like that when we're actually getting ready to auction it off.
Is Edward the auctioneer?
as of about 5 minutes ago.
It does say that the mayor opens the auction, but the mayor can ask the disposal agent to do it as well. Any questions about this?
No, we've been trying to get rid of these water meters for 6 months.
Yeah,
just as well.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. All right, in that case, I would entertain a motion.
I motion that we, the sale of surplus equipment on property by auction be approved.
All right.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It is unanimous among those present. All right, and the last item, this does not mean that we will have the RAFTEX. We are approving a resolution that means that it goes to the ballot in November, and then the citizens get to vote on it again. We're up for renewal. We've had it for the past 8 years, I guess, was the last time it was passed. That's the renewal period, and so it's a 0.1% tax attached to sales that is designated to recreation, arts, and parks. And so I think like the highest that I saw in the last 5 years was like a $51,000 collection. It's been used to replace sprinklers. At one point when it was initially passed, it was used to resurface the basketball court. We've used it for some other things within the O.K. Anderson Park, repairing the splash pad, other things like that. So those are sort of some of the expenditures. It's used often to like hire the lifeguard when we put a lifeguard out at the KOA pool. So anyway, it has to be used for recreation, arts, or parks, according to our resolution. This is allowing it to go onto the ballot. Ultimately, the citizens vote on whether they want to continue that or not, or they want to renew it. It is, again, a 0.1%, so for, you know, reference, that $51,000 year, that was a year that there was about $51 million in sales that was tax total. In order to reach that $51,000, it's a penny for every $10 that's spent that's sales taxable. So, any questions about the resolution that we have here? Is essentially the boilerplate resolution that the state recommends to pretty much everyone. We copied ours from Gunnison, I believe. So
correct.
But it's has all the standard information that you need in there.
Well, reading section 6, uh-huh, subsection F, it says that explanation of tax impact pursuant to the code is amended. The voter information pamphlet should also include a plan of finance, including the specific project or projects anticipated to be funded by the RAP tax, and 2, a priority designation for each project. Do we need to get something put together?
Yes.
Prior to the election to have, is that something council needs to vote on?
So we'll probably vote at it in September, and that'll give us enough time. And so Edward and I are already working on it.
I think our residents and stuff, specifically residents, obviously this is passed on to everybody that buys anything greener, but they deserve to kind of have an understanding where their money is going.
Right. And this is a requirement by the state law to put together the pamphlet.
All right. I just wanted to make sure we didn't let that slip by and didn't have that project list in place.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Any further discussion? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution calling Rap Tax Recreation Arts and Parks Election Resolution Number R05-2025. To approve that.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We're going to give that one to Ben. And it is a resolution, so it requires roll call. Guy?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Bo?
Aye.
And Ben?
Aye.
It is unanimous among those present. All right, that is all we have on the special meeting agenda. If there's nothing further, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It passes unanimously. We are adjourned at 6:39. So just, I guess, a little off the record, the original, we have to canvass the votes within 7 to 14 days after the election is set. We have to set a date for it, and so that's the original reason for the meeting. Then we also received a call from our regional tax supervisor, who said that we were up for renewal and we had to kind of jump on it if we wanted to get this on the ballot. So this has to be that. We have to get a bunch of stuff to the lieutenant governor's office by Thursday, so 2 days from now. So that's the reason that this stuff got added. And then the other thing was Sam called me again in between, so I was like, let's get these water meters sold. So that's where that's coming.
Awesome.
And that's it.
Okay.